Hello, Shackley family, and welcome to this week's Fast Track Call. This is Master Coordinator Barb Hill Bihar signing in from San Diego, and I have the pleasure of being on the call this week with Executive Coordinator Anthea Tripp and also Jessica Yanda, and they are both from Austin, Texas. And as you know, and already having been on these calls previously, that they give you the opportunity to hear from great field speakers and new leaders who are experiencing growth in their business. You'll be inspired and you'll get tips and ideas for your own business. Today we're going to be talking about the concept of new goals and the fact that new goals require new thinking and new behavior. You know, Albert Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I'd just like to pose a question. You know, what if you could change your business by changing your thinking? A change of thinking will result in new behavior. And new thinking could be something like, I always have the time to work on my Shackley business. Or, I am mentally tough and I have the power to resist any disappointment that comes my way. Or, my standard is 10 people minimum sponsored into my group every 30 days. Well, today I have the pleasure to introduce you to these two dynamic Shackley leaders who will be speaking with you. I've known Chuck and Anthea Tripp for several years, and I really respect their knowledge and their passion for Shackley. And I've enjoyed getting to know them and have learned a lot from them in my Shackley business. And Anthea will be interviewing Jessica, and Jessica is a new business leader who got turned on in St. Louis. I would guess, Jessica, you had some new thinking and some new behavior through your new goals set with the Fast Track, qualified as a senior director, and you're on your path to success. And we are anxious to hear your story, and I'll be turning it over to you, Anthea, and you'll be introducing Jessica. So go ahead. We're anxious to see what you have to share with us today.
Well, hi, Barb, and hi out there to everyone in the Shackley field. It's a real privilege to be on the call today with you, Barb, and with Jessica also, and especially with this topic, because although we've been in the business for a number of years and had some real fast start success ourselves in the beginning, we sort of put our business on hold for a few years and slowed down some. But after we moved to Austin and been here for about 3 years, we definitely had a change in thinking. And it happened at the New Orleans conference. We experienced a real tipping point when Roger shared his dream of Shackley being the first company to receive a Nobel Peace Prize. And it reminded us of the impact that Shackley has in changing lives for the better. So we changed our thoughts. We returned home excited and ready to actively share the whole Shackley story with everyone who would listen. And here's what happens when you change your thinking and you start taking different action. Our business soon got revitalized with a team of new excited business builders, and it's just such a wonderful time to be involved with Fast Track and new builders, and it just has motivated us to no extent. It's been a great year. And one of our new business builders is Jessica Yanda, who's on the call with us. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Barb. Hi, Anthea.
How are you doing?
Awesome.
Great. Well, I'd like to formally introduce you, and then you can take it away with your story. Sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Jessica was raised in Oahu, Hawaii since the age of 2 and has always had a strong passion for environmental causes, as well as health, wellness, and prevention. She attended Carnegie Mellon University and attained several degrees in both technology and industrial management. Wow, Jessica, that's big. She had been making six-figure income since her mid-20s, and at the height of her technology career, she was working as a database architect in the financial industry. As soon as I met Jessica, I knew she was an absolute perfect fit for Shackley and specifically for our team. Jessica is passionate. She has a positive energy that attracts others to join her. She has a great work ethic. And plus, she loves everything about Shackley. She's coachable. She's dedicated to helping her team achieve their goals. And when she says she's going to do something, she does it, whatever it takes, because her desire to succeed is strong and her why is really clearly defined. She's a fast-track senior director. She made it ahead of the deadline. She's on track for coordinator and has already qualified as an early bird for the Imagine Cruise in November. Last month, she hit over 5,000 qualifying group volume and 7,500 business group volume, and her whole team is on fire for Shackley. One of the reasons, I think, that her team is so excited and moving is that Jessica is inspired, and she's inspiring. Jessica, welcome to the call, and we'd love to hear your story.
Thanks, Anthea. I am so excited and honored to be on this call today and to share with everyone really how Shackley has transformed my life in such a positive and profound way. And I just want to reiterate, this business is so about timing, and I had stumbled across Shackley back in 2007 on my elliptical machine watching Oprah's 2007 Favorite Things show, and she gave away the Get Clean Starter Kit, and I'm always into green cleaners, and especially ones that are cost-effective. You know, we're really into the environment. We compost. We have an organic garden. We do rainwater collection. So I'm always on the lookout for really cost-effective cleaners that work that are also non-toxic and biodegradable. And so I bought this kit, and who knew it was going to lead to a career change? And so I just have to kind of think back on that day and who would have ever thought. But I tried the Get Clean Starter Kit. Everyone ended up getting a Get Clean Starter Kit for Christmas that year. Hopefully my sister-in-law wasn't too offended by that. But I just had to share these products. They were so amazing. And after the starter kit, I kind of zigzagged down to the beauty products. And, it, you know, I had just run out of my products. So I had very low expectations about them. Growing up in Hawaii, surfing all my life, I had very bad skin damage, and I was not going to give up my lifestyle, my active outdoor lifestyle. So I just really, you know, thought I was going to have to live with the skin damage all my life. And lo and behold, it all went away with the Infucell line. And I was like, really? This is just amazing. And so I guess everybody in my network then heard about Infucell and started to try it. And so I was really doing this business before I actually considered it a business, because I couldn't stop talking about the products. And the same goes for the nutrition line and, you know, all the other fantastic product lines that Shackley has to offer. So it wasn't until March 2009, I found myself in a career working as a technology architect. I had recently switched companies, and it was just really, really stressful. I was working 60, 70 hours a week, and while I was getting paid a lot of money, I really started to think to myself, is this worth it? And so that was in March of last year, and in August, after coming back from the conference, I decided to put my 2 weeks in, and I've been going strong with this business ever since, and that's pretty much my story.
Great. It's a great story, Jessica. Thank you for sharing that. And as you said, you were already on board with Shackley and had goals to make it a full-time business down the road, but you handed in your notice and you went all in and you got on the fast track. What gave you the confidence to turn in that secure six-figure income and get on the fast track? What was it about the fast track that kind of made you think that that was possible?
Well, you know, why everybody else in my network of friends thought I was insane, of course. But, you know, the fact that I had already broken out as a director in July before going to that conference really kind of solidified my own confidence in myself that I could do this business and really do it successfully. And, you know, I really understood the concept that this business was all about developing new directors. And so, you know, I thought I just did it, and I have a very solid team with lots of director potential on the horizon. So, you know, why not? And then, of course, when Fast Track was announced, I said to myself, okay, let me get this straight. Essentially, all I need to do is the same thing every 3 months, which is to help somebody else break out as a new director using the 3 and 10 do it again concept and continuing to build out my consumer base. It just seemed really straightforward and doable. So while I had just broken out as director while working full-time with very limited free time on my hands, I thought to myself, what if I didn't have this pesky full-time job that was consuming 60 to 70 hours of my life on a weekly basis? So I really saw that $100,000 over the next 15 months as my ticket out of the miserable lifestyle that I was finding myself in. And I also found that Fast Track aligned very closely with the quarterly goals that I was forced to set for myself in corporate America all those years. The only difference with Fast Track was not only would I be getting bonuses every quarter, but I'd be able to give myself a raise every quarter. And I thought, well, try pitching that concept to your corporate America boss and see how far that gets you. So it just really appealed to me. And honestly, I know I can do anything I put my mind to, you know, and I knew I could do it successfully. So I thought to myself, just take the plunge. Why not? What do I have to lose? What's the worst that could really happen? And at the same time, I was reading the book, The 4-Hour Workweek. I don't know if anybody else on the call has read that book. It's a great book. But a line that I really like out of that book was, most people will choose unhappiness over uncertainty. And I decided to choose uncertainty and prove to myself that I can do this business successfully alongside the best of them. So that was really it.
Wow, that is really powerful, Jessica, and inspiring that you have that confidence in Shackley and in yourself. And I know you have dreams, and with the corporate America part of it where you were so consumed with so many hours a day of working and carrying a BlackBerry around all the time and just leaping to somebody else's attention whenever they wanted it. And then all of a sudden you find yourself with this freedom of time to do the things you want to do. How has that made a difference as far as the lifestyle you dream of, and what do you really see that you can achieve with Shackley, your long-term dream?
Right. Definitely. I'd like to go back to the year I graduated from college, and this was in 1999, right before I was about to embark on my corporate America journey in technology. And two very profound events happened, and this is going to sound kind of funny, but I just remember them so clearly. And one was during the 1999 Super Bowl, and Monster.com aired a commercial titled When I Grow Up, and I just remember that commercial really vividly. And then also the movie Office Space was released, and for a split second I remember thinking to myself, oh no, what did I just get myself into? I should have never listened to my dad. I should have followed my dreams of joining the Peace Corps, where I could actually make a difference in and around the world. And as it turned out, the lure of an amazing starting salary and signing bonus was just too great to overcome. And I really thought, you know, both events seemed so far-fetched, but really comical at the time. As for the Monster.com commercial, it went something to the effect of, when I grow up, I want to file all day. I want to climb my way up to middle management, be replaced on a whim. I want to be a yes man, yes woman, yes sir, anything for a raise, sir. When I grow up, I want to be underappreciated, be paid less for doing the same job. And, you know, that was just so funny, but that's exactly what corporate America was to me. And then, of course, Office Space. I mean, how funny. You know, I thought to myself watching that movie, that's never going to be me. Bumper-to-bumper traffic, cubicles, annoying bosses, consultants hired for the sole purpose of downsizing in the name of efficiency, layoffs, which, you know, really equated to double or triple the amount of work for the employees that were spared, and really corporate decisions that were made to appease shareholders, regardless of their impact on the employees, the environment, or society as a whole. And boy, was I wrong. This is exactly what my life turned out to be. So I found myself in corporate America asking, you know, what's all the money in the world if you don't have the time and freedom to really enjoy it? And I'm sure most of you can relate, but I really found myself asking every day, is it Friday yet? Literally wishing my weeks away, really my whole entire life away. And I kept asking myself, how did it get to this point? And that anxiety of Sunday night, you know, then my neck and upper back pain, it would tense up as I started to think about the work week to come. The traffic, the dry cleaning, the phone calls at all hours of the night as I supported around-the-clock international offices. And really, the lifestyle was truly insane. And since I don't consider sharing Shackley with others as work, I already consider myself semi-retired. So talk about the lifestyle. My goal really is to have my husband retire at 37. And when I say retire, like I said, I'm going to be with Shackley indefinitely. This is not work to me. And I love the fact that I'm able to work on my own terms, and I get to experience and enjoy life at the same time. Another really profound event happened in February of last year, and that's my husband's father passed away. And he passed away literally a year and a half before retirement. And, you know, they had their whole life planned out for that. And it was just a really, really, really sad time in our lives. But it was profound to me in the sense that I'm going to refuse to have that life. I want to be able to retire now and enjoy life, because I don't know when that time's going to become. And so It's really kind of funny. You know, one of our other dreams is to buy a motorhome and to go to all the national parks throughout the U.S., Canada, Baja, California, et cetera. And my husband and I were just recently at an RV lot in Texas looking at motorhomes. And much to our dismay, we were fairly out of place. As we walked the lot, one of the salesmen kept asking us, what are you guys planning to do with this again? And I kept reiterating, we are going to retire in the next couple of years. I want to live life now and not wait for some arbitrary retirement age that I may not live to see anyway. So that's really how my mindset has really shifted.
And, you know, the mindset comes first, right, Jessica?
You definitely,
when you quit the job, you saw a whole new world open up to you that you could have whatever you wanted out of life, and you got that kind of imprinted in your mind, and that set the pace for making the goals to align to what your thought process was. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So to those listening, would you say that adjusting your mindset first was really a critical element in being able to get on the road to success that's now following?
It really was. I mean, shifting that mindset from that work, pay mentality, as Pat Hintz likes to say, to believing in yourself and really just believing in yourself is the number one key to this business.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's
the biggest mindset shift you have to make because, I mean, it's a really scary thing to walk away from it. So
that was a really gutsy move. It definitely was, and that is so inspiring to both to me and to others listening. But, you know, you've never had any former experience in network marketing or sales, and yet you're not only achieving all the milestones in Fast Track, but you're reaching them ahead of the deadlines. So could you share with us a little bit about what is it that's so doable for you in your mind that you can reach executive coordinator in 15 months, and what are some of the actions you're taking to make it happen?
Right. So I never get bogged down in, you know, the volume. What you need to have is volume to make these different deadlines. I just always make sure I have a full calendar. And what that means is, of course, tons of one-on-ones, whether it's on the phone or in person, two-on-ones with my team as they're learning how to do this business successfully on their own. And I like to have anywhere between 1 to 3 in-home events a weekend. And I figure, why not put the time in now? What else do I really have to do? I mean, I probably work between 2 and 3 hours a day. So as it is, you know, I'm willing to do whatever my team needs me to do. And like I said, I really don't consider Shackley work per se. And when I tell people my job consists of having coffee and lunch with people and volunteering and working out as a means of networking, does it get any better than that?
No. That's my kind of life, Jessica.
I know. So anytime I start to feel like my contacts or prospects are running low, I just do something I love or something I've always wanted to learn as a way of meeting new people. For example, I joined a boot camp and a new yoga studio in a neighborhood full of stay-at-home moms that I was wanting to infiltrate. And yesterday at boot camp, I had everyone try an energy chew before a workout. And just one mention to the group about my experience with the chews made a huge difference. I said, you know, the green tea in this really makes me not hungry. And, of course, everybody wants the energy chew now because that's a huge thing with women. And that's kind of my experience with the chew. So I just always have something to say about Shackley. It always fits, you know, whenever I'm in a conversation and you're constantly listening for people to just say something. And really, Shackley aligns with almost everything that people have to say. So whether it's, gosh, I really feel like I need to lose weight, I don't have energy, or I really wish I had an extra $500, it's like, gosh, you have solutions for everybody's problems. So
that's right.
It's just an amazing thing, and it just becomes natural.
So you're just finding that you fit Shackley into your life. It's not the other way around.
Absolutely. As I was thinking, oh, I really want to train for a marathon, so I'm going to join a running group, and, you know, all great places to meet new prospects that share common interests in health and fitness, and so it just makes a lot of sense.
And you've got a great team. You're building in depth, which gives your whole business such a level of strength by working down, because really the excitement flows up rather than flowing down. And if you can take a minute to just describe kind of the dynamics that are going on with your team and how important the why is and getting that plan in place. And I think maybe really focusing on the importance of the income-producing activities.
Right. Well, I think we all know having a strong why is critical to this business. It really, for me, having that strong why, you know, allows me to not make excuses for doing this business. And I think that's so important because you can easily talk yourself out of this type of a business. I mean, it's difficult to pick that phone up and make those calls and get in front of people. So to have a strong why is just so important. I know for me personally, it's just the thought of having to go back into the corporate America lifestyle that keeps me going every day. The thought of sitting in a cube again really just sends chills down my spine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really strong why for me, and I really work with people when they're first getting started to help them define that. And I can't say it enough. It's the most important thing in this business. And then getting a plan into place. This is one of the most powerful things that I've had the honor of doing with my team this year. This is the first year that we did our 2010 action plans together. And to sit down and do an action plan and really kind of get to the bottom of, you know, what are their life priorities. And I think we've all done this in corporate America, right? I mean, when you do your quarterly goals, and they're not your goals. They're the goals of the companies. You could probably care less, you know. Do you want to be more productive? Do you want to learn new skills? Probably not. Do you have time? Probably not. So to do these action plans where you're really saying, what do you want for your life and your family is just so powerful. And then breaking that down, you know, yearly, 6 months, 3 months, monthly, daily activities, it just really makes the business so much more doable. And it's been one of the most fun things I've had the honor of doing with my team. And it's when you really get to know them, you get to really know what motivates them, and it's been a really fun thing to do. And then, of course, income-producing activities. This is just so important. I tell people when they come on board, I had no prior experience in nutrition. I taught aerobics for a few years in college. I mean, that does not qualify me as an expert. So jump on board, jump in with both feet, and you learn as you go. This is on-the-job training. I mean, you're never going to have all the answers. So if you spend all your time trying to, you know, learn about everything, of course, the business is not going to be growing when you're doing that. So the income-producing activities are so important. And it's really making that list, picking up the phone, and really leaning on me, and in some cases, Chuck and Anthea, to really help us with some of these events and one-on-ones and two-on-ones. And then, you know, that way they're learning. You know, they're learning at the same time. It's the same presentation, the same slides, really the same thing over and over again. And and then having them come on and do portions of that helps to really build confidence. And I also think with the income-producing activities, it's so important to do a one-on-one or a two-on-one and really show somebody how to close that deal by asking for the sale. You know, I think we can talk all we want about Shackley, but not very often does somebody just get on our website and place an order. Unfortunately, there's just too many Shackley products. People get too overwhelmed. So we really have to work with them at their price point to get them on a program that fits their needs and really close that deal. And to have a new person see how that works is priceless.
Well, Jessica, you have got all the important components in for success, and there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that you are definitely going to achieve that. Executive coordinator in the 15 months, and I think you've covered so many great things, and we're running out of time here for our portion of it, so I want to wind up by just saying that during this discussion, there's a number of different little action steps that we can take that are really, really important. And the first one, obviously, is to identify, but not only identify, but solidify your why. So important to get to the root of why somebody is wanting to pursue Shackley, what their real dream is, because then it solidifies not only the why, but it's a constant motivator. Changing brands to Shackley, really getting in with the products, learning what the products do. If Shackley has it, you use it. Just switch right over, because that's the fastest way to learn about the products and also to get the belief you need in order to share them. The third thing, I think, would be to activate your 90-day plan, but also really plan your activities and have fun with it. Make a list of everyone you know, because those are the people that you're going to talk to, and don't pre-qualify anybody's interest level, because you never know who's going to be interested in what. And definitely, as you said, we've got to get people out of the starting blocks fast, having them get success, which means we need to focus on income-producing activities. We need to give meetings, we need to attend meetings and take new people with us to new regional meetings, Excite trainings, and so on. We also want to identify at least 3 builders and help them get some immediate success. We want to work in depth to build the strength of our team. And we always want to share the entire story, both products and business, because we never know where somebody's interest is really going to take them. Attitude and thinking would be number 4. So important to be coachable. Jessica, you are so coachable, and I so appreciate that about you, because it has made my time with you so easy to see that success come, because you listen to what your mentors teach. And don't be afraid to think big and stretch. To achieve a higher level, we need to first change our thinking commensurate to where we want to be. Think about where we are before we get there. And I think number 5 would be that, as you know, Jessica, our team, we talk a lot about that Shackley is a smorgasbord. And don't leave anything on the table, because Shackley and Roger, they put all these wonderful benefits and income-producing opportunities, several different ways to earn money and ongoing ways to be compensated. They're all on the table for us, and we can come to that table and we can pick and choose what we want. So why would we leave anything on the table? Why don't we just take it all? And I think I see that you're doing that, Jessica, and I would really encourage everybody out there listening to take advantage of everything that Shackley offers. And with that, Barb, it's over to you.
Thank you so much, Anthea, and thank you, Jessica. That was just a powerful call. And, you know, we started the call by saying this week's focus is that new goals require new thinking and new action. And those of you who are listening to the call tonight, you know, I'd encourage you to listen to it again and listen for 2 things. Listen and jot down how Jessica thinks. That was incredible. I was jotting down things she said that are just critical and crucial, such as no excuses. She'd allowed herself no excuses. She had a very strong why. Did you hear her say $100,000 was doable? I know I can do anything. Feeling of semi-retired, living the life of her dream. Choosing uncertainty in her life over something that she could have that is there for her but is not the kind of life she wants. Jessica, it's the way you think that is really the critical component that has led you to this tremendous success so far. Your 2 more comments I jotted down. One is you said, you know, Shackley, it always fits for everybody. And also that you believe in a plan. I mean, you just have a powerful way of thinking. I have absolutely not surprised one iota that you've had the tremendous success you had. So, you know, each of us are thinking, you know, what thinking can we change? What can we adopt? Because that new thinking will then lead us to the new behavior. And the behavior that Jessica talked about that I absolutely loved. You have a full calendar. You're filled with lots and lots of appointments. You want a minimum of 1 to 3 events per week. That is what will lead you, that kind of activity coupled with the kind of thinking you have is why you're achieving the goals. What a tremendous lesson for all of us listening to this call. I certainly have learned from it and been inspired by it, and I'm sure those of you who are listening to the call this week will feel exactly the same way. So thanks for joining us. Anthea, thanks to you. Jessica, thank you so much. Everyone have a fantastic week and lots of success to you this week. Take care.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The Fast Track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.